You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
You know, it seems every day there's new mandates and new orders coming from municipalities, governments, federal agencies, businesses on what's happening with this coronavirus uptick in the masks and the vaccines. McDonald's now requiring masks for all their customers. Tyson Foods has also jumped in on this, requiring, I believe, vaccines for all of their employees. St. Vincent's Hospital here in Birmingham just came out and said that, yeah, we're going to require vaccinations for employees. Simon Owen joins us now for a look around the globe a little bit here from London. Simon, thank you for being with me.
Hey, JT. Good morning.
So mass orders coming from everywhere, it seems, in schools and businesses, the governments, and now China ordering mass testing in Wuhan as these outbreaks continue around the globe.
Yeah, exactly. And China is reporting its worst outbreak in more than a year, with cases of the more contagious Delta variant being reported in a host of cities. And that includes Wuhan, the city where COVID-19 was first detected at the very end of 2019. And the authorities there say that Wuhan's population of 12 million people will now be tested for the virus over the next 3 days. So there is a rapid fire mass testing regime for you, about 4 million per day as they try and get to the root of this outbreak. They've grounded flights, they've cancelled trains, some businesses have been closed. It's starting to look a little like a repeat of China's initial playbook to take very draconian steps to shut things down and try and squash outbreaks as they occur. The numbers in Wuhan are really small. They reported 3 locally transmitted infections in that city on Monday. But we've seen how quickly those infections can spread, whatever variant you're dealing with. And then there is this wider picture, which is it's not just Wuhan. It's cities dotted across China counting new cases, when for a long time, a year or so, China has been virtually free of the virus and of the restrictions that came with it.
Well, if anybody would know how serious it is and how fast it spreads, it would be those people in Wuhan, since they originated it. So, but they also have a bigger, heavier hand on their people than the Western nations that are democracies. So they're going after everybody. You don't have to have symptoms and take it upon yourself to go get tested. They're going to be knocking on doors.
Yeah, to try and track symptomless cases. And I mean, I think in some ways it seems that Wuhan is not the worst affected place. They have other cities. There's one called Jiaxi, which seems to have the most strict restrictions. That city has effectively been sealed off. You can't leave your home. You can't leave the city. It's the kind of draconian restrictions that China, well, I suppose, pioneered last year, and Western countries ended up following. Also, in Jiaxi, the local ruling Communist Party just published a list of local officials who it says have failed in COVID protection measures and warns that they are going to be punished.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say the penalty might be stiff for those people. They better step up, or they could be behind bars quickly. All right, Simon Owen, thank you so much. Jeff Manasso joins us now from Chicago, our Fox correspondent, following what's happening here in our country and some of these companies stepping up now with some more mandates. Jeff, welcome in. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, morning, JT. Yeah, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reversed its face covering guidance back in late July, advising even vaccinated folks to, or in areas of substantial or high transmission risk, to again wear the masks after announcing back in May that they didn't need them. And so now many cities and county governments are requiring masks. Same on Capitol Hill and the White House. Private businesses also masking up, with Target, the latest, to say that it's requiring employees at stores in areas with substantial or high risk of transmission of the virus to wear the masks. Again, based on CDC's updated masking guidance. Target for now is not requiring customers to wear masks in stores. Several other large retailers like Home Depot, Walmart, they're also requiring employees to wear masks. Retailers like Publix and Kroger, they're encouraging everyone in their stores to wear the masks vaccinated or not, though right now not mandated.
Yeah, McDonald's and Tyson Foods, they're on the bandwagon as well. I think Tyson Foods has actually come out and said, hey, we're going to require our employees to be vaccinated. McDonald's now requiring masks for all the customers and the staff in high COVID areas. How is it in Chicago where you are, Jeff, as far as outbreaks go and mandates from the mayor there or the governor?
Well, so schools will be masked up this fall. Businesses are told to, you know, if you're inside, you're going to be wearing masks, vaccinated or not. But this just, you know, as the city held Lollapalooza and over 100,000 people were, you know, at the concert last weekend, you know, no masks in sight. But it leads to confusion, and it lends to the continued confusion, I guess, across the country. I mean, you get schools that are masking up. Other schools are not masking up. Some cities and counties require it. Others don't. St. Louis County judge yesterday temporarily blocked enforcement of a new mask mandate in a battle over the legality of that mandate. Of course, you've got Texas and Florida. There are bans on any such mandates, though some entities are defying those bans. It's just, you know, it's confusing. I guess, you know, if you're confused, like I think most people, just bring a mask with you. If you, you know, you might have to wear it. You might not have to wear it.
Well, it seems we are at a crossroads again on where we're headed with this and what we need to do about it. Depending on who you ask and what part of the country or world you're in, you'll get different answers. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.